This is a reading of the document titled Primary Source Analysis, The Importance of San Antonio de Béjar and the Alamo. It is an individual activity and is part of the Battles of the Texas Revolution Extension lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity includes 7 primary source documents with analysis questions. There are 7 total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions. Reading like a historian, review each passage's questions. You must annotate as you read. Doing so will help you answer each question correctly. Each response should be 3 to 6 sentences in length. You can use information from the passages to support your response. Please make sure the quote is placed inside quotation marks and you have removed any highlighting. In their own words, the importance of Alamo letters, primary source extension. Document A. Excerpt of a letter from James Bowie to Governor Henry Smith, Tuesday, February 2nd, 1836. Quote, "The salvation of Texas depends in great measure in keeping Béjar out of the hands of the enemy. It serves as the picket guard, and if it were in the possession of Santa Anna, there is no stronghold from which to repel him in his march towards the Sabine. Colonel Neal and myself have come to the solemn resolution that we will rather die in these ditches than give up this post to the enemy. These citizens at Béjar deserve our protection, and the public safety demands our lives rather than to evacuate this post to the enemy. Again, we call aloud for relief." Unquote. Analysis question. Here is the first question for this activity. If you are providing written answers, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question 2 times. Question 1. What is James Bowie willing to do? Why? Repeating question 1. What is James Bowie willing to do? Why? Document B. Excerpt letter from William B. Travis to Governor Henry Smith, Friday, February 12th, 1836. Quote, "Commandancy of Béjar, you have no doubt already received information by express from La Bahia that tremendous preparations are making on the Rio Grande and elsewhere in the interior for the invasion of Texas. Santa Anna, by last accounts, was at Saltillo with a force of 2,500 men and guns. Sesma was at the Rio Grande with about 2,000. He has issued his proclamation denouncing vengeance against the people of Texas and threatens to exterminate every white man within its limits. This being the frontier post nearest the Rio Grande will be the first to be attacked. We are illy prepared for their reception as we have no more than 150 men here and they in a very discouraged state. Yet we are determined to undergo it as long as there is a man left, because we consider death preferable to disgrace, which would be the result of giving up a post which has been so dearly won and thus opening the door for the invaders to enter the sacred territory of the colonies." Unquote. Analysis question. I will read the question 2 times. Question 1. What does Travis mean by giving up a post which has been so dearly won? Repeating question 1. What does Travis mean by giving up a post which has been so dearly won? Document C. Excerpt letter from William B. Travis to Governor Henry Smith, Sunday, February 14th, 1836. Quote, "From all of the information we have received, there is no doubt but that the enemy will shortly advance upon this place, and that this will be the first point of attack. We must therefore urge the necessity of sending reinforcements as speedily as possible to our aid." unquote. Analysis question. I will read the question two times. Question one. Based on this letter, what was the mood of Travis and the men inside the Alamo? Repeating question one. Based on this letter, what was the mood of Travis and the men inside the Alamo? Document D. General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, Wednesday, February 17th, 1836. Quote, comrades in arms, our most sacred duties have brought us to the uninhabited lands and demand our engaging in combat against rabble or wretched adventurers. Our comrades have been shamefully sacrificed at Anahuac, Goliad, and Behar, and you are those destined to punish these murders. My friends, we will march as the interest of the nation that we serve demands. Unquote. Analysis questions. I will read each question two times. Question one. Using this letter only, how did Santa Anna and the Mexican government feel about the Texans declaring independence? Repeating question one. Using this letter only, how did Santa Anna and the Mexican government feel about the Texans declaring independence? Question two. What was Santa Anna promoting? A sense of what? Repeating question two. What was Santa Anna promoting? A sense of what? Question three. Using this letter only, was Santa Anna justified doing what he did? Why or why not? Repeating question three. Using this letter only, was Santa Anna justified doing what he did? Why or why not? Instructions. Read three eyewitness accounts of the Battle of the Alamo and events afterward. As you read, consider just these three eyewitness accounts. Which one is more believable? Document E. Mexican Soldier. Letters to Brothers of the Heart, San Antonio de Bejar. Sunday, March 6th, 1836. Quote, after a long wait, we took our places at 3 o'clock a.m. on the south side, a distance of 300 feet from the fort of the enemy. Here we remained flat on our stomachs until 5:30. Whew, it was cold. General Cos cried, forward, and placing himself at the head of the attack, we ran to the assault, carrying scaling ladders, picks, and spikes. I can tell you, the whole scene was one of extreme terror. After some 3/4 of an hour of the most horrible fire, there followed the most awful attack with hand arms. Poor things. No longer do they live, all of them dead, and even now I am watching them burn. 257 corpses of those who vainly sought safety in flight. Their leader, named Travis, died like a brave man with his rifle in his hand at the back of a cannon. But that perverse and haughty James Bowie died like a woman in bed, almost hidden by the covers. Our loss was terrible in both officers and men. Document F. Jose Juan Sanchez Navarro, diary entry. Sunday, March 6th, 1836. Quote, today at 5 a.m, the assault was made by 4 columns. Reached the top of the wall, jumped within, and continued fighting with sidearms. By 6:30, there was not an enemy left. The women and children were saved. Travis, the commandant of the Alamo, died like a hero. The enemy have suffered a heavy loss. The 257 of their men were killed. I have seen and counted their bodies. Unquote. Document G. Report of Francisco Ruiz, Alcalde of San Antonio. Sunday, March 6th, 1836. Quote, on the north battery of the fortress lay the lifeless body of Colonel Travis on the gun carriage, shot only through the forehead. Toward the west, in a small fort opposite the city, we found the body of Colonel Crockett. Colonel Bowie was found dead in his bed in one of the rooms on the south side. Santa Anna, after all of the Mexicans were taken out, ordered wood to be brought to burn the bodies of the Texans. He sent a company of dragoons to burn the bodies of the Texans. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they commenced, laying the wood and dry branches upon which a pile of dead bodies was placed. About 5 o'clock in the evening, it was lighted. The men burnt numbered 182. I was an eyewitness. The dead Mexicans of Santa Anna were taken to the graveyards, but not having sufficient room for them, I ordered them to be thrown into the river. Santa Anna's loss was estimated at 1,600 men. Unquote. Analysis question. I will read the question 2 times. Question 1. Consider each eyewitness account. Which one is more believable to you? Why? And please cite specific reasons from the primary sources. Repeating question 1. Consider each eyewitness account. Which one is more believable to you? Why? And please cite specific reasons from the primary sources. This concludes the activity, Primary Source Analysis, The Importance of San Antonio de Béjar and the Alamo.